After 18 months of hearings, petitions, studies, and work sessions, board members gave Charlottesville real estate entrepreneur Tom Dingledean the permit he needs to build the Bluff Point Resort community on pristine conservation land along the Chesapeake Bay. Supervisor Thomas Tomlin, the only no vote, said the move opens the door to development of other conservation lands in the county. Bluff Point is in Tomlin's district, where neighbors, many of whom moved here to escape development, organized against it. Just before the vote, he made it clear he was unhappy with the rest of the board for ignoring hundreds of petitions against the permit that allows Dingledean to build more than 500 homes and a commercial village clustered along the shores of the bay. Other board members said they were torn as to how to vote, but in the end, Dingledean's promise of jobs for the county tipped the scales. Ida Hall, whose farm is in the middle of the proposed development, has opposed Dingledean from the start. She and her cousin, David Parrish, don't believe local people will benefit from the construction of Bluff Point.
There may be jobs created, but I don't know that necessarily.
People will come from Charlottesville and Richmond and Norfolk, wherever, you know, bigger companies with bigger payrolls.
Dingledean now faces more hurdles in the form of state permits to build an inland marina, dredge a channel to the marina, and construct a wastewater treatment plant.
This is just one chapter in a long process to get to this point. But we have done a tremendous amount of work on the front end because I didn't want to take the county's time, and I had no idea of the amount of county's time it would take.
And the opposition isn't giving up. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation and neighbors of Bluff Point have already petitioned the Virginia Marine Resources Commission that is responsible for some of the permits. This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News in Heathsville.